I always have this image of me that, oh, I'm an infertile lady. I can't have the baby on my own. At some point, I actually thought I'm not worthy anymore because I'm not a mother. I was actually desperate that anything that anyone suggested to me that thought that it could work, I tried it all. The darkest moment was when I was so helpless. I went for psychic reading, fortune teller, feng shui, sound healing, light healing, tarot cards, which I'm not proud. And that's what I meant, the most vulnerable season where you believe anything everyone said that even give you the glimpse of hope that you will get pregnant. I remember went through the most major surgery I ever had, which was robotic surgery, which took the doctor 6 hours. It was so painful, and I actually told the doctors, can this be the last surgery? Because It was difficult. It was nothing but isolating, very lonely, and at the same time very discouraging as well. I didn't have any embryo to store. Every single day, the embryologist would actually call you to update how did the embryo progress. You could hear that it was a bad news because the tonality on the fifth day is critical to know how many embryos and how much chances you could get pregnant. I remember the fifth day, she called me to say, I'm sorry, you have none survived. The emotions, I still remember, it can go up and down because sometimes when you scan, doctors say, oh, good result, I'm seeing a lot of follicles. Then you'll be like, oh, that's great, so you have hopes. And 2 days later, it could be, oh, the follicles didn't grow. We fight so much that sometimes we don't talk anymore. It was just about, okay, today you need to do this, tomorrow you need to do this, let's go with the process. The IVF was so mechanical that you lose the whole love, bonding, or anything in that process. Every single day for the first 15 days before the blood test, I was just lying flat in bed and constantly practicing power of vision, power of positivity, just imagining that I'm already carrying the baby. When I do tested positive, I still remember I couldn't believe it. I bought 10 other test kits just on the day itself. And I still remember I bought the portable sonogram. When I start hearing the baby's heartbeat, I will listen to it every day at home.
You look carefully and see the heartbeat.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
When I hear the doctor say, what a beautiful baby girl, and the baby start crying, and that's when I started tearing and crying, and just so surreal that I finally have her in my arms. I do believe that women out there who are going through this in silence, they have way harder journey than I gone through. But I think that's one thing I do want the women out there to know. We are actually stronger than we think. Whoever that is going through IVF journey, you are an IVF warrior. Do not give up. That one thing that kept me going is knowing that I'm not alone in this journey. I personally think at that point in time, at least, those are the few words that people told me that I find very comforting were, you are strong, you are resilient, you can do it, we are here for you whenever you need me.